Well, opposition environment spokesman Greg Hunt is promising to turn around environmental decline in Australia within 5 years. And he's made it clear he wants the environment portfolio in the event of a coalition victory at the federal election in September. The shadow minister has also defended the coalition's plans to hand back some environmental powers to the states. Greg Hunt spoke with our environment editor Greg Borschmann about the coalition's proposed one-stop shop for environmental assessment and approval.
What it means is that we can maintain standards and I think even improve standards while simplifying processes. We're actually happy to place Commonwealth officers with the states to assist in the processing. I think that that's an important step. Our goal is very simple. Maintain the standards, but improve the outcomes and reduce the time. We will work with the states, we'll work with the environment groups, and at the end of the day, my role above all else is to ensure the simple outcomes, clean air, clean water, clean land, and improving the health of our native and threatened species.
They're all absolute benchmarks for environmental success, but how are you going to know? Presumably, you won't be out counting rock wallabies in the Flinders Ranges.
It's a pretty simple equation, and somehow environmental management has been made complex and, I think, ineffective. The simple way is to set benchmarks. Whether it's groups such as the Australian Wildlife Conservancy or working through the regional catchment management authorities, the best example in the country is the Queensland Healthy Waterways Scorecard. It was actually started by a previous Labor government, and I think we can take that Queensland Healthy Waterways benchmark. Hard science, but the community buys in because they get a letter grade each year and they can see whether their waterway has maintained itself, whether it's got worse or whether it's improved. And that's the approach we're going to take around the country.
The National State of the Environment report currently only comes out every 5 years. So are you committing to more frequent reporting, say every year, for example?
Well, we'd like to have individual catchment reports at least every 2 years. And what really matters is what's happening in each catchment. They're the natural ecosystems for Australia. And so we need to work towards at least every 2 years, a catchment report. Not complex, simple indicators. What's the health of the river with simple scientific assessments? What's the volume of emissions across Australia? And what's the number of endangered species, whether that's getting worse or getting better? And so we can track against it. Certainly to get these things right, it's going to take a couple of years to arrest the decline in some cases and a couple of years then to turn it around so it's positive. But over a five-year period, my view is that we can decrease our real emissions, increase the quality of the vast bulk of our urban and semi-urban waterways, and increase the natural vegetation coverage in Australia. And with that, increase the number of native animals and species that are in healthy condition in Australia.
Is this a mission for you? Do you want the environment job if an Abbott government gets elected in September?
Yes, I really would like to have the opportunity to work in the environment space. I believe in it. I'm passionate about it. Cleaner water, cleaner air, more vegetation, greater outcomes for native species.
How much could something like climate change upset that picture for you, especially if habitats start changing rapidly or become more fire-prone, for example?
Look, there will be different impacts on different regions from climate change. Interestingly, a lot of the work we've done has made it absolutely clear that the biggest impact on the reef, for example, over the last 30 years has been the combination of runoff from farm use and from other forms of human activity on the ground and from the crown of thorns. They're things that we can actually address. We can deal with them. We can have an impact. We're not powerless. We can improve our environment, and that is a powerful message.
Are the states up to the task that you want to set them? Only last year, your federal counterpart, Tony Burke, said environmental assessment in Queensland, for example, is shambolic. It's also a government that has announced major job cuts. 220 jobs were announced as going late last year from the Queensland Environment Department, 145 from the State Development and Planning Department. Also, last week, 150 staff were made redundant in the federal environment area. Aren't such staff cuts threatening to undermine what you're proposing to do?
Well, it's a very strange thing that we've seen the federal government complain and threaten and talk about what's happening elsewhere and what might happen under other alternative governments. And then quietly behind the scenes, they've been calling for 150 redundancies in their own environment department. I think the reality is that we can maintain standards if we are careful and clear in the steps to approvals and assessments. And I think now we see that even the federal government believes that.
Most environmental approvals don't take 5 or 7 years, but what we saw on Four Corners this week was the opposite of that problem, rushed environmental assessments for massive resource projects. In one instance, with sign-off demanded inside 24 hours, with missing chapters and incomplete information. If that's the case and you were federal minister having to sign off on such an assessment, would that concern you?
Well, this, I think, is a case that is concerning. I actually spoke to the Queensland Environment Minister, Andrew Powell, the morning after the show and expressed my concern. And to his credit, he said that they had referred the issue to the Queensland Crime and Misconduct Commission. So it's a serious issue which has been given the most serious possible treatment. My approach is very simple on this. If it's a threat to the environment and in breach of the standard, it's a red light. If it's acceptable and if there's a good management plan, then I'm happy to give a green light. Let's get on with the job.
Greg Hunt, the Shadow Environment Minister, speaking with our environment reporter, Greg Borschmann. And after 8 this morning, the CEO of Santos, David Knox, will join us. He's got responding to those concerns about the approval process for Santos's mega Gladstone LNG gas project, which were highlighted in the Four Corners program on Monday night.